This question is for Harwinder and Kyle. We'll let Harwinder go first. Where does your party stand on immigration, and how might you change the current process?
So immigration is a big contribution to our economy, and let's face it, we are all immigrants in Canada. If not us, our ancestors, we all came from somewhere, unless we're indigenous. And I think we will keep the immigration highly skilled talent that we need in Canada to fill the void that either it's trades or doctors or nurses or professors, you name it, anything in between. But at the same time, we will tackle the backlogs and set the priorities. And there a lot of people get confused between immigration and refugee and asylum seeker. I want to make one thing clear that NDP is going to end the third country safe agreement where asylum seekers in states, if they already have a claim made in America, they wouldn't be able to make that claim to asylum seeker for seeking asylum in Canada. So we're going to end that, but we are going to pay attention to the reuniting the families and bringing the skills and trades that Canada need, and also help the people who are immigrant here, the doctors who are driving taxis. But then here we're looking for doctors. A couple days ago, I met a doctor in Falkland. He's immigrant, but he's Canadian educated doctor. But he wants to set a practice in Falkland, and those people want a clinic in Falkland. Can you imagine? Only thing he needs a residency at UBC, but they are taking students from Saudi or other countries because they pay them 3 or 4 times more. So there is bigger. So when we will look at the immigration, we'll look at the economic immigration. We'll also look at the temporary workers who come seasonally to help our farmers or other seasonal work. Well, I think they should have a path to immigrate to Canada or get the permanent resident, because hey, if they want to work and make contribution to our country, why not? Look at all the immigrants or your ancestors built this country, and it is built on immigrants' blood and sweat. But we have to find the balance, and same time keeping country's security in mind. That is very important, because when I immigrated 19 years ago, from second day I'm working, paying taxes, and I had no problem with proper police checks and medical and everything. We cannot jeopardize at the same time Canada's safety, because we are so far the peaceful country, and we will keep all that in mind. Thank you.
As Harwinder said, we're all descendants of immigrants. That being said, the way immigration is done in this country has drastically changed in the last 5 years, and we need to fix that. With one tweet, we've been admitting over 45,000 asylum seekers through the border at Roxham Road. Legitimate or illegitimate, I think the percentages on 60% of these people's asylum claims are getting denied. So we can fix that by declaring the border a port of entry. So the first safe country agreement would apply, and those people would have to apply for asylum in the United States, no longer come up here and backlog our immigration system. The other thing we need to do is we need to clean up the backlog. So we're going to reduce the amount of immigrants that we take in from 350,000, which all four parties up here are promoting underneath the United Nations Migration Compact, which, by the way, if you read that thing, there's a little tidbit about what the media can and cannot say about immigration in this country going forward, which is a little concerning if you ask me, that the United Nations declaration that they're going to sign in December is going to control the voice of our media when it comes to talking about immigration. That shouldn't happen. We won't allow that. The 150,000 that we're proposing to bring in here isn't too far off of what the numbers were about 10 years ago, and it worked well for Canada. The number of economic migrants will be increased from 25% to 50%. That's going to allow Canadian businesses get the workers that they need. Other changes that we're going to be doing is for temporary foreign workers. Temporary workers are coming to this country for permanent jobs. That shouldn't be happening. So we're going to stop that. If you want a temporary foreign worker, you better have a temporary job for him. The other things that we're looking to do is to make sure that we get back to a face-to-face interview process We're bringing people into this country to enrich our society. I don't think it's too much to ask for a few minutes of their time to sit face to face with one of our representatives to see if they align with our cultures, our values, and they're going to enrich this country. It's not bad to have an interview, ladies and gentlemen. You've all had one getting a job. These people are coming here for a brand new life to our country. Let's give them an interview. Other than that, you'll hear a lot of rhetoric about our policies being, I mean, they call it racist for lack of a better term, and it's not. It's just a number reduction. We're going from 350,000 to 150,000. We're not saying stop the immigration. We're saying get the immigration under control. And if we can get the immigration under control, we can open up our borders easier to those people who are in refugee camps around the world facing persecution for being Christian. There are many other religions out there that we can bring in that we're not bringing in right now that are sitting there without the money to get to Roxanne Road because of the way our immigration system has been mishandled over the last 5 years. So we're going to get it back under control. We're not saying the 150 is forever. We're saying it's for now until we clean up this mess. Thank you.